Welcome to Truth on Trial. Get ready to explore the intersection of faith, law, business, and life from a biblical worldview. I'm your host, Judge Phil Ginn. You know, those of us who lived through the decade of the 60s have seen our share of turmoil in the highways and byways of these United States. From that old crazy Asian war that Kenny Rogers sang about, to the racial divide and unrest that consumed our nation for most of a generation, to the assassination of the Kennedy brothers and Martin Luther King, the entire decade shook our nation to its knees. If there could have been a theme song for those days, surely it might have been the 1969 Creedence Clearwater Revival hit Bad Moon Rising. The lyrics went something like this. I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning, and I see bad times today. I hear hurricanes a-blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I fear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Hope you got your things together. Hope you're quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taken for an eye. Who could forget the oft-repeated haunting chorus of don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life because there's a bad moon on the rise. Well, don't look now, but somebody ought to re-release the song because it is extremely relevant to this very moment in time as it was in its time period. To say the least, we in America are living in dark and difficult days. Not only that, but there is a failure in leadership in every aspect of our existence. Whether you look to the worldly strongholds of government or politics or pollsters or science or education or military, entertainment, even cultural theology, your search for answers comes up on the short end of the stick. For instance, if the educators cannot control even their own campuses, how in the world are they going to supply leadership for the rest of the world? Business and world commerce are being managed by an oligarchy of tycoons. Even the talking heads on the various media outlets keep moving their mouths, but they ultimately have very little to say of any substance. The reality is that none of these groups or segments of our society have any viable solutions to the stench of humanity's failure that emanates from the gutters of our daily existence. Each of these provides clear and glaring failures in the realm of leadership. And there is seemingly no one or no thing to lead us out of this moral morass or out of the difficult problems that have all of us tangled up with each other and ourselves. You know, we're surely living in one of the most difficult seasons ever in the history of our nation. But on top of all of this, it also is perhaps even the worst era in the history of the church, at least in the modern church. So if this assessment is correct, and I would suggest that you will be hard-pressed to find an unbiased appraisal otherwise, then how in the world did we allow ourselves to get into such a similar predicament to what we experienced in the decade of the 60s, and we swore then that we would never return to it? Well, the answer is quite simple. The American people have forgotten the lessons of history and have allowed themselves to be duped into the process. There's an old adage that if you tell a lie long enough and with enough fervor, folks will begin to believe it certainly has some validity. However, I'm not so sure that this thought process now represents the mentality of our culture. Hannah Arendt, a German historian and philosopher who lived through the Nazi takeover period, had a lot to say about this process of indoctrination. Her thoughts have been summed up in this manner. This constant lying is not aimed at making the people believe a lie, but at ensuring that no one believes anything anymore. A person who can no longer distinguish between truth and lies cannot distinguish then between right and wrong. And such a people, deprived of the power to think and judge, are without knowing and willing it, completely subjected to the rule of lies. With such a people, you can do whatever you want. In her treatise, The Origins of Totalitarianism, she went on to add, you know, the ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi or the convinced communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction and the distinction between true and false no longer exist. When the world around us is fluidly incomprehensible and the fuel of non-fact-based propaganda is added to the fire of confusion, is it any wonder that the masses could reach the point where they would at the same time believe everything and nothing, that everything was possible and that nothing was true? Sadly, the art of the lie has even reached the point where the attribute is even deemed admirable when adroitly applied. And since Satan himself is the father of lies, he, He must be feeling really proud of himself and his minions. But you know, the saddest commentary on the entire conundrum is the ignorance and sometimes even the complicity on the part of the American church in this tide of deceit that so overwhelms the common person. Ignorance in the sense of sitting on its hands in the hopes that the situation will go away by itself, and complicity in the very act of accepting and perpetuating the lies, especially when it comes to the most basic biblical moral issues of the day. That's why true moral courage is so needed on the part of true Christ followers in America today. Unfortunately, its rarity causes it to be sorely missed. In the end, however, there is no amount of political fervor or patriotic animation that will prove to be the salve that heals America's wounds. There's a great big hole in the middle of the America's psyche that can only be filled through true repentance and a full return to the God of our fathers. It is time that Christ Church in America lift its head and becomes what it was intended to be from the very day of its birth at Pentecost. It was Jesus himself who gave us the key to unlock the stupidity of our cultural enigma. John 8:31-32, he tells the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." All across the world, we're clinging to the hope of our salvation found in knowing our Savior, who is the living word, by abiding in his written word, the Bible. If you're tired of the haze of fog surrounding America and your existence, then isn't it time that you also turn to the pages of Scripture wherein lies the only truth that matters and the only hope of our nation and its individual inhabitants in these days of uncertainty? After all, it is the only antidote to poison carried about in the dual-pointed fangs of deceit and despair. Thank you for listening to Truth on Trial. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow us and share this conversation with your friends so that we can continue to impact the kingdom together worldwide.